Let's Go State, the official podcast of Penn State Athletics. Now, from Happy Valley, here's your host, Brian Tripp.
And welcome into this week's episode of Let's Go State, the official podcast of Penn State Athletics. And today we recognize the great work being done to reignite the adaptive athletics program here at Penn State. The Ability Athletics Director at Penn State is Brenna O'Connor. She's been at Penn State for a long time, was a former student athlete herself, and her energy and her enthusiasm is contagious. You'll love to hear about how you can get involved and support the program and what they are doing to make the program bigger and better every single day. So without further ado, for this week's episode of Let's Go State, the official podcast of Penn State Athletics, here is Brenna O'Connor, my guest. You'll enjoy this. Thanks for tuning in. Brenna, thanks so much for your time. Really looking forward to this conversation. Thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Yes, thanks for inviting me. This is going to be fun because I get to promote adaptive athletics at Penn State.
Yeah, let's start right there. Where did your passion for adaptive athletics at Penn State come from? I know Terry Jordan had a great program here for a really long time. What's your connection and where did your passion start?
Yeah, so back in the day, I was on the track team and I call her Coach Jordan. She was my head coach. And then after she stopped coaching the women's team and her and Tim Curley started Ability Athletics, here and there when she had some events going on, I helped out. It was very minimal, but it was a connection. And then when after COVID, when Penn State was looking for a part-time coach to coach RJ Shirey, I knew I had to do it. I just knew. There was like, I can't explain it, but I basically applied for the job. I know that she had recommended me and that's how it started. And I just started working with him. It was about this time last year. And he, as you know, graduated in August, but before he graduated, he ended up winning two national titles in javelin and shot put again. And just somewhere along the lines is like, as we started to travel, what started happening for me was like, wow, like there's this whole network of people that are like family and they're encouraging each other and they're networking and they're asking, you know, are you going to this meet? Are you going to be at this event? And I just saw the passion in other people that had been doing this for like 30 something years, from officials to coaches to families supporting their athletes. And just, it was, I guess I caught the bug. So that's kind of in a nutshell.
How much of that do you think comes back to your, you know, you're obviously, you're an athlete yourself, you're at Penn State, to see the opportunities that are out there for anyone who has a passion for sports?
And that's really what it comes down to, because I thrive with activity. Even from the time I was a kid, I just was myself when I was competing and playing a sport. And so fast forward all these years later, I've been coaching since I graduated from Penn State, teaching and coaching physical education. And the bottom line is I have found that most people just want that opportunity to be part of something and to also be able to have that outlet to compete. And that's really the basis of it.
Not only for you is it the passion for this and coaching and teaching, but there's a passion there for Penn State. What is it about Penn State that's important to you?
Oh, that's a great question, because this goes back to being in high school and being recruited for different sports. And there was something about Penn State. I can't put my finger on it, but I knew that when I came for my visit, and my mom would even tell you that she knew I was done. She knew that there was no more searching. There was something that she noticed that I just loved Penn State. And I was one of those people. I've even told my athletes and students that I came all the way from New York to come to Penn State and I've never left. So, yeah.
And no plans on leaving anytime soon, it sounds like.
No. I go home to visit. I love where I grew up, but from day one, from the time I was an undergrad, even once I graduated, I was plugged in with the community, and There's your history.
You know, I think obviously I've become familiar with RJ's story and what he's accomplished. But for those listening to this, you know, to be around him, give us a real glimpse into him and what he accomplished over the last year that made it such a fun journey to be along for the ride with.
Yeah, so he actually, his freshman year was coached by Terry Jordan, and that ended up, then after she completed that year with him, she retired, and then COVID hit in 2020. So as a freshman, he won the two national titles as well. And then unfortunately for him, once COVID hit and all the activities had stopped, other things were starting up again, and he was sitting there kind of like, well, what about me? And to his credit, he was his own advocate and really pushed for it. And so then once I came on board, basically my job and my focus as his coach was we kept saying, let get him to go out with a bang. We wanted to do whatever we could for him to be successful and to try to forget about those middle years where he felt like he lost out on opportunities. And we were trying to make up for that. And so I feel like we did, that we had some challenges, but we got through it. And to his credit, he finished strong by winning those two national titles again.
What some people may know as Ability Athletics, but now Adaptive Athletics through the years, the program here at Penn State, and obviously I know you're going to give a lot of credit to Terry Jordan, Coach Jordan, and what she did. What was it about the program here at Penn State that always resonated and made it really impactful, not just here within this community, but on the national landscape, obviously was well respected?
Yeah, and I would even say internationally, because if you did your history, you know that she coached some of really, really good athletes that ended up being Paralympians. And so she set the bar, and that's what we want to do. We are connected with some of those athletes. We are in the process as we promote, develop, and grow this program. We are in the very beginning stages of setting up a fundraiser, and we are incorporating it around the Olympic theme. As you know, the Olympics are coming up, and we have invited these Paralympians to be part of our process as we grow, because when other people see them and see what they have accomplished by being athletes here at Penn State, one, obviously, it gives us recognition. But it allows other potential athletes to say, hey, like they have a good program. Look what they did before. And that's where we want to go again.
Yeah, you obviously touched on it right there, but where is the program at right now for those who maybe don't have any knowledge at all? Where is the program at right now? Who can participate? Just give us a little bit more into that, Brenna.
Yeah, so we mentioned sled hockey. The other thing we started up in January, mid-January, is we secured some gym time over at White Building, and we are in the process of trying to form a wheelchair basketball team. And so each week we meet over there at 4:30 till 6 o'clock, and basically whoever walks in the door, we have I would say between three and five guys that are repeat. People that come in and we're teaching them how to play the game. But we do need we again that's a sport we can have able-bodied and disabled. But we need those athletes that have a disability. And so we're trying to form that team. We want to get it to the point where we can start signing up for tournaments next year. And again, it's the very beginning stages. We're practicing. We're trying to find those players. And the same is true for track and field. I thought I had somebody I was going to be working with, but that person is injured now. But we're also recruiting people. We have, oh, I'm trying to think. We have four or five people in the mix. Most of them are juniors in high school. They're looking at our program. I have a grad student coming in the fall that is interested in wheelchair basketball and tennis. But yeah, we're again through the promotion and just being visible. When I'm going to be in Richmond the first weekend of April, there's a huge national wheelchair basketball tournament, and so we're going there with the intent of again being visible and trying to recruit some players that let them know that Penn State is back and it's an option especially if you live in Pennsylvania or, Connecticut, New Jersey. Before we came back, people were looking at, okay, Michigan, Alabama, Arizona, those are some top schools with programs like ours. And now they're like, oh, like Penn State's on the table now. When I was traveling with RJ last year, pretty much I just had to wear a Penn State shirt and people came to me. And one guy even yelled, "We are." And I knew right away. And I mean, I'm not exaggerating. There were families. This one family, we went to a rec fest down in Hershey, and this one family has a girl, I believe she's in eighth grade. They literally jumped up and down with jubilation because they were like, we want her to go to Penn State, and now that we know that you're developing the program again, that's where she wants to go. And so it's very exciting. People are excited. I'm having people reach out to me through emails, through these different events, and asking questions. And that's pretty much where we're at.
I think you hit on a lot of short-term goals right there, but in terms of getting, whether it is a short-term goal or even the longer-term goals, how do you get there? What are they, and how can people who are interested in helping spread the word, how can they contribute to those efforts?
So fundraising's big. We need money to do stuff. And so we're working on that. Down the road, like I said, with sled hockey, we would love to have enough athletes that we can have an all student, an all Penn State student team. Long term, we want people to make Penn State their choice so that we have an established program. So, like these other schools that year in and year out, they have their basketball teams, they have their track and field athletes. Like, we want that to be like that at Penn State and long term as well. Yeah, we eventually would love to get the athletes that, whether they want to compete just on the campus wide, but we're looking for athletes like RJ that wanted to compete nationally, and obviously eventually get those athletes that want to go beyond that and aspire to be on the Paralympic team.
What does it mean? Obviously, the platform and the exposure and the work you're doing in recruiting these athletes is great, but what does it mean to see, the men's hockey program here at Penn State and the sled hockey, their relationship with the State College Coyotes, a guy like Dylan Lugris? What does that mean to help advocate in the
Ooh.
platform for someone like yourself too?
Yeah, that is, I can't even explain how huge that is because, I mean, let's face it, there's a lot of places that are very unaware of programs for athletes with a disability. And so what I would call able-bodied teams, like our hockey program, like our basketball, any sport, pick a sport at Penn State. We talked about wrestling. They have a unique position and platform because they are visible, and they have the TV exposure, they have the established program, and they have a following. They have people that watch them play, they have kids that look up to those athletes. And so when you have somebody like Dylan, who basically took it upon himself, he saw a need, he saw a program that obviously touched his heart. And so just by that exposure, when let's say he's got, I know it's more than that, just as an example, if he has 20 people that are looking up to him because he's an ice hockey player at Penn State, and then he turns around and does a fundraiser for our sled hockey team, people are going to take notice and they're going to say, hey, wow, like he did that, and I didn't know we had a sled hockey team. What's sled hockey? And it's like a ripple effect, and that can happen. We would love to have that same relationship with, our swimming team. I have a kid that is a triathlete that we're recruiting. I would love to have that same relationship with our basketball programs, where it's kind of like a symbiotic thing, where it's like you see one, you see the other. I know we're far from that, but that's really what it comes down to. It took like somebody like Dylan to see a need and say, I'm going to do something about that. And I, like I said, it's that's huge for us. It gives us more exposure.
I know even a conversation like this is important. So, Brett, so someone listening to this, and they're inspired and they want to help it, and they recognize that there's a need here. What can they do, whether it's getting in contact with you? What can they do to support? What can they do if they hear this and they want to learn more?
Right. So obviously we're looking for athletes. So if you, I would start with if you know someone that has a disability and they are looking for a college, choose Penn State. Promote us. If they, I have a couple people that I'm going to be in a Zoom meeting with this week that have reached out to me. They want to get involved. I have a volunteer student. He's a freshman. I've already told him we have you for the next 4 years. He has a heart for people with disabilities. And so he has been volunteering his time on Monday afternoons. We're looking at people that we have. I don't know if I've talked to you about a nonprofit called Rise Above. They're huge. They are headed up by a guy named Chuck Sapula. And basically, they also have a passion for athletes with a disability. And he started this nonprofit, I believe, in the last. This past year, and they want to be to us what Cale Sanderson has with his wrestling club. They are so passionate. Him and Bernie Ryan is another guy on that board. He has a lot of our former Olympians on his board, and they, like I said, they're a nonprofit, and so they pretty much we're on the phone constantly. We're Zooming. We're on the phone. We're reaching out to rehab centers. We're reaching out to. I told you I'm going to Richmond to recruit. Like, we're trying to make connections. It's a huge networking adventure, I'll call it that, because part of getting the athletes is also having the resources. Like, a common question for potential athletes is, okay, so let's say I want to come to Penn State. What is it like being at Penn State as a person with a disability? And so we have those connections. We have the Office of Disabilities. We've worked with Leah Zimmerman over there. We've reached out to the Veterans Office. All kinds of connections because we recognize that you know people that we don't know, and vice versa. And so we're trying to make sure that we're tapped in. We just got our wheelchairs for wheelchair basketball. From Edinburgh. They had so many wheelchairs and we bought them, but now we have that connection. We're trying to set up a day camp slash clinic, and we found out, their coach is retiring and they're probably not going to have an event this summer. So guess what? We're hoping that some of those people will end up signing up for our program in the summer. So things like that. Yeah, we're going to be looking for different ways for people to get involved. What that looks like right now is hard to determine because we have so many we keep saying we have so many balls in the air that we're juggling. When I have a connection with somebody and have bumped into them in the past year, a lot of times after we've talked and they walk away, I'm like, oh, that person is a potential coach or a potential donor, a potential volunteer, a potential something to be involved with our program. So it's hard to really nail down a specific a job description, I guess. But I would say as people reach out to us, we will find a way for them to be involved.
Well, Brenna, that's a great way to wrap it up. I love your enthusiasm, your drive. I think this is going to be, I think it's going to be something special here at Penn State again. And I think you're a big reason why.
Definitely.
So thank you so much.
Yes, and thanks again for reaching out to us. And I can't I would like to end it with also that this is not me. Like, I have a part in this, but I have a huge team of people. I start with Rise Above, but I also have to start with Penn State Athletics. I'm you know Brandi Stewart. She oversees our program as well. From people that are making videos for us, the people that are making flyers for us, like, it goes without saying that it is a team, and I wouldn't be able to connect and do what I'm doing without knowing that I have people that I can reach out to, say, hey, we need this, or can you do this, that sort of thing. So it's definitely a team effort.